Tomorrow night, the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq will enter its sixth year. On Monday, at least 72 Iraqis were killed in violence around Iraq, including 42 Shiite worshippers and a suicide bombing in Karbala. Two U.S. troops were also killed, bringing the U.S. death toll to 3,390, 10 deaths away from the 4,000 mark. If the Bush administration's drive to invade Iraq was aided by corporate media cheerleading, the five-year mark today is being met with near silence by the corporate media. According to the Project for Excellence in Journalism, the U.S. occupation of Iraq has accounted for just 3% of news stories in television, print, and online media so far this year. On cable news networks, it's accounted for just 1%. That silence was on display this past weekend when the corporate media largely ignored a monumental gathering just outside the nation's capital. For 4 days, Iraq and Afghanistan veterans and active duty soldiers convened at the National Labor College in Silver Spring, Maryland, for Winter Soldier, an eyewitness indictment of atrocities committed by U.S. troops during the ongoing occupations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Organized by Iraq Veterans Against the War, the event was modeled after the historic 1971 Winter Soldier hearings that took place in Detroit, held during the Vietnam War. Yesterday, we brought you some of the testimony from the current Winter Soldier hearings. We continue with more of their voices today as we mark this fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. This is Winter Soldier.
My name is Hart Vigis. I joined the Army right after September 11th. And asked for airborne, asked for infantry, ended up with 82nd Airborne Division, 1st 325 HHC, Battalion Mortars, Hunters in the Sky, Death from Above, and went in November 2001 and left the Army in December 2004. I was deployed to Kuwait in February 2003, and subsequently was part of the invasion in March. Originally, we were going to jump inside Baghdad Airport, but Third ID was ahead of schedule, so we drove in and secured this town that was hitting the supply line. It's a town called Asamoah. This was my first experience with the job that I was trained to do. You know, I was a mortarman, 81 millimeter mortar. We were set up outside the town of Asamoah in basically a dump